Praise God. All right. Okay, look, yesterday we tried to reach everyone in the church as much as possible. I do know that there is, if you didn't get an email yesterday, there is the phenomena of telephone, telegram, telechristian. Look, I got the unfortunate announcement that Friday morning, Jeff Drummond unexpectedly and suddenly passed away last Friday morning. I feel to speak into this space this morning for a number of reasons, but one of them being is that Jeff is a true father. Can someone say amen? Amen. In his house and in this house, a true father. I'd ask you to please pray for the family, Mary, Anna and Peter. Peter was here, ministered at Luminate, and then got back to America, hadn't even unpacked his bags, and he's coming back. He'll be here this afternoon, so please pray for grace. Now, the reason, so this Friday will be the memorial service here at 10 a.m. I'm sure we'll send out a notification as well. And so that's going to be a very busy day. There'll be people who'll be coming from interstate and other places as well. We're going to be doing live stream. I think that, so I would expect that we're going to need the overflow. So there's going to have to be, we're just going to discretionary prioritizing interstaters, family members, etc. That's an obvious one. But I would say we'll be using the cafe as well. Because it's such early days, there's some finer details that we're not across yet because this has just happened. And so I just want to speak into this for the moment. You know, Jeff was so high energy and so enthusiastic, you forget that he was 77. You just that's not how it comes across. His spirit, I believe Jeff's a remarkable man, as all of us here would agree. Him and Mary just were so involved as leaders and in so many people's lives. Not just that, but he was involved with, he was an executive in the seat of elder in the Liberal Party, and is just about to meet with Belinda, and they'll start to form policy around the future generation. Like, this is what a remarkable man he is. Is that he was his whole season was dedicated to the next generation, and he's gone into glory as a very, very rich and full person. He really, really has, and it's like I want us to be inspired by his example. And I would say he's one of the most applied, enthusiastic, encouraging, and servant-hearted men I've ever met. You know, seriously, amen. Now, for a number of months, Rachel and I, like, this is something that we're doing in stages, but we've been talking about legacy of Field of Dreams. Literally, it's got to be the next generation. Now, when Rachel and I have no plans to join Jeff anytime soon, but I tell you what, right now, we actually have to start to, exactly what he was doing. We can't just be about us. We've got to be about others. That's what the General William Booth, yeah, amen. When General William Booth was dying, the founder of the Salvation Army, his last words was others, others. And that's the heart of the Lord. And I was like, I completely lost it this morning because I could feel the Lord here. Anna down the front, you know, I'm glad we're matching. You know, but one of the things I felt, Lord, I want to speak a few things into this because some people might not be able to make it this Friday. It's a work day, I understand. But when we live for the Lord, what happens is that even we glorify God in our death. And that's what I got today, because I just feel, yes, there's grief, but I feel heavenly life. I feel something so unusual. Now, I'm going to read John chapter 21, verse 17 to 19. And this is Jesus talking to Peter. And he said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, you know all things and you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Truly I say to you, when you were younger, you did what you wanted and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you'll stretch out your hands and another will help you. Then he spoke, signifying that by what death Peter would glorify God. And when he'd spoken this, he said to him, follow me. And so I believe this morning, before we transition the meeting, it really is about legacy. It really is about scroll. It's really about seeing things multiplied. Now, I want to talk about a real phenomena. This is not some smoke and mirrors thing. Me and Rachel, I think we were engaged even, and her grandfather was dying. And I only met him, a couple of times. And he took a real shine to me. And what I want to say is, what's there not to like, okay? And we really, irresistible. And so we really connected. But then he went into glory, I think in his mid-70s. And when we went to his funeral, we're talking the AOG at the time, executive, you realize that he was such an unusual man that he had, how many children did he have? Was it seven children? Seven children. And he was, he got saved, I think, in his 30s. And he liked his gambling, his drinking, and his smoking. And then he had such a radical conversion. He was so unusual because he completely dedicated his life to the Lord. And he became a church planter. This is going to be some carbon dating we're going to do now. Who's ever heard of or remembers Al Hillier? Anyone? Oh my goodness, really? Wow. Really? That's hectic. Wow. Well, what happened, right, is that we're at his funeral and you realize he might have planted Port Lincoln Assemblies of God. He was at Mitchell Park. He was in Canberra. He was all over the place. But he did that after receiving Christ in his 30s, which is so unusual. And not long before he passed away, he was actually training himself of how to build computers in his 70s. He was a young person. You know what I'm saying? And then what happened? Andrew Evans was doing this part of the funeral. And he said, who would like to receive the mantle that Al had and carry on his legacy? And there was a lot of people that not many people stood up, but I was one of those people that stood up. And I had nothing of church planting in or on me before that moment. So a lot of people don't know this. This is why with Jeff, he was so applied. And the Bible says, if you use what you have, God will give you more. And so what I'm going to do this morning, I feel to do this, I don't know what's going to happen Friday. This is going to be a whole new journey this week. But what I'm going to do in a second is that I am inspired. I'm inspired by Jeff. He was my friend. He was our friend, right? And just the fact that he's so applied and he had a full schedule, that's the way I want to go. I want to go with a full schedule. Okay, I don't want to live in God's waiting room. He died with a full schedule, but he was actually, his life brought glory to the Lord, and I believe even more so. So in regards to the next generation and even politics and serving, I'm going to invite people in a second. I'm going to pray that you can say, you know what, Lord, I want to pick up some of his legacy and inheritance. I actually want to be part of his reward. What do you think of that? I just think that's really allow that spirit to rest on us, because I'm not convinced that I was going to plant a church. I had nothing in me prior to receiving that in Jesus' name, because ahead of us, we need to see this next generation come to Christ, okay? All right, so if you want to receive this, I'm praying over you. I want you to stand. Just lift your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for sending Jeff to us. We thank you for Mary. We thank you for Peter. We thank you for Anna. But right now, Lord, I thank you for the power of legacy. I thank you for the power of inheritance. And Lord, I just thank you right now. I pray over everyone here that we would catch his diligence. We would catch and continue his joy. We would catch and continue his cheerfulness. We would catch his purity. We would catch his servant-hearted ways. And especially, Lord, we would be investing in and sowing into the next generation. Lord, we thank you for sending us a father. But Lord, right now, we thank you not just to inspire us, but also to comfort us. Holy Spirit, you're our comforter. And Lord, I just bear witness to all these people standing with their hands raised to be inspired by Jeff's example. And Lord, to actually lean into the fact that we are to serve others and not out of obligation, but out of joy and cheerfulness. And we thank you for the harvest, the billion soul harvest of youth. Bless everyone here in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Can we offer up a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Take your seats. Okay. All right. So, never a dull moment, is it? Okay. So, as you know, this morning, the stage is going to get very busy in a minute. Very, very busy. But Javier and Yanina are here. They're doing amazing things in Argentina. Do we have a video? Is that sorted, Emily? We've got a video? Yeah, great. So, look, I'm going to be quite quick on this, but I don't want to assume that everyone was here last year. But long story short is in 2013, I was preaching in a town called San Juan. And at the end of a meeting, and I was exhausted, and we were chatting about this yesterday. And when you minister, especially when you lay hands on people and you're about to leave and you feel like you're a lemon, all the juice has been squeezed out of you. I'm walking out and then Javier comes up and he's just so hungry for God. And we cleared up some things yesterday because there was a mistranslation. It's not important. But basically is that this is a real object lesson. There are times you go, I'm not feeling God on this. And you just obey. And I remember, I remember him like this and the hunger on his face. And I didn't know anything about his background. And the Lord says he needs to get baptized in my spirit. So I just said, sit down. But he says, sit down. Okay. Lastly, like I was talking to a dog, you know, that's not quite true. But anyway, so sit down. And so, and then I remember praying for him and power of God hit him. Power of God, baptized in the Holy Spirit. What I didn't know until we took a team to South America is that when he got home, God was so on him that everyone in the house just started crying. Heaven fell in that place. And then I saw him again at the night meeting and maybe 2 years later, I got a text message and it was like, had lots of zeros in front of it, a plus sign. Now these days, when you get those sort of text message, it says, there's been a delivery at your house and you haven't signed off on it. Please sponsor this Nigerian prince. Okay. And so, this is before that. This is before that. And so, I'm just like, what's this? And he said, do you remember going to praying for a man in San Juan 2 years ago? I said, I actually do. Then the next message was, did you know that since then he's moved in signs and wonders, doing healing crusades and planting churches? I'm like, that's amazing. And then the next line was, I am that man. That's incredible, isn't it? Just out of obedience. And so, again, I want people to be inspired. And so what I'm going to do is we know these guys very well. Rach, can you just turn this on for me? Okay, thanks. And also too, so he's come here with his lovely wife, Yanina, and his daughter, Hane. And also, we also have another special guest who really, really carries it and makes a difference. It's Betsy from Sydney. Who remembers Betsy? That's right. Sometimes she gets so excited, she starts preaching to us in Spanish, and then she has to change her brain around. So, okay, I'm going to invite them up. Now, can you stand up and just welcome our friends from Argentina?
Thank you.
Sit down. De verdad que fue así.
It was exactly like that.
Oh, sit down.
Y recuerdo ese momento tan presente que me emociona, me llena de gozo.
I remember that moment so vividly that it makes me so emotional.
Estoy muy, pero muy gozoso de poder estar acá porque me siento en casa, en mi familia.
I'm rejoicing to be here because I feel like I'm home with family.
Mientras estaba allí adorando al Señor, entendía que Dios nos trajo en este tiempo tan particular y en este día tan particular de la partida de Jeff.
While I was worshiping the Lord there, I know that the Lord, I was thinking that the Lord brought us here for such a particular time when Jeff departed.
Porque cuando uno es parte de la familia, también ríe con los que ríen y lloran con los que lloran.
Because when you're part of a family, you laugh and rejoice with the family and you also grieve with the family.
Entonces sabemos que este viaje estaba en la agenda de Dios.
So we know that this trip was ordained in God's agenda.
Porque nadie va a olvidar cuando estuvimos nosotros este día predicando luego de la partida de Jeff.
Because no one is going to forget the day that we were preaching just after Jeff's departure.
Por eso el Señor me mostraba aún más la conexión de familia entre Australia y Argentina, entre nosotros y ustedes.
That's why the Lord was showing me even stronger the connection between Argentina and Australia, a connection of family.
Y creo que toda la palabra que hoy vamos a recibir en los dos servicios tiene que ver con esta conexión y con lo que Dios empezó ya a desatar.
And I believe that the word that the Lord is going to release today, this morning and this afternoon, is going to be about the connection that the Lord has established between both of us, Australia and Argentina.
Amen. Vamos a ver un video que es algo que seguramente les va a dar mucho gozo. Luego en la palabra voy a ir compartiendo acerca de cómo se fue dando en el tiempo todo esto.
I am going to show you a video and I'm going to be speaking and explaining. And throughout my preach I'm going to be explaining how things have been unfolding.
Y luego vamos a entregar la bandera de Argentina, algo muy importante para que entiendan lo que se está desatando.
And then we are going to give you the Argentinian flag as an expression of what has been happening in our country.
It's true. Y luego mi esposa ya se va a presentar ella.
And then I'm going to let my wife introduce herself.
Dios preparó que podamos estar en este viaje juntos y con nuestra hija Hane.
The Lord prepared that we could be here together with our daughter Hane as well.
Y Dios le dio una palabra muy específica para Field of Dreams.
And the Lord gave her a very specific word for Field of Dreams.
Okay, vamos a ver el video.
Can we watch the video?
Y les voy explicando algunas cosas.
And I'll be explaining a few things.
Spirit on the old and
cuatro meses,
in 4 months,
tenemos que construir la primera parte del auditorio.
We will have the first stage of the auditorium built.
Es algo ilógico.
It's irrational.
Y no es posible humanamente.
And it's really not possible, humanly speaking.
Nadie en Argentina,
nobody in Argentina,
en este momento,
right this moment,
se atrevería a construir algo.
Would dare to build something.
Ni un baño.
Not even a toilet.
Hoy,
today,
el baño sale 10.
The toilet would cost, say, 10.
En 4 meses sale 30.
But in 4 months, it will cost 30.
Así que yo de alguna manera quería también decir, vamos despacio.
So inside me, I wanted to say, let's just take it easy, let's go slowly.
Pero Dios me dijo, vos estás viendo con tus recursos.
But the Lord said to me, no, you're seeing things with your own resources.
Tienes que mirar mis recursos.
You have to look at my resources.
Así que en agosto, cuando vaya todo el equipo de Australia,
so when in August, the team goes in August from Australia,
estamos creyendo que vamos a poder consagrar e inaugurar la primera parte del auditorio Jezreel.
We are believing in faith that we will be able to consecrate that first stage of the build.
It's true. Thank you. Sí. Es una de las banderas más lindas del mundo.
This is one of the most beautiful flags in the world.
No voy a hacer ningún chiste con el fútbol.
I will not make any jokes about soccer.
Pero me gustaría que puedan pasar Pastor Daryl and Todd.
But I would like to call Pastor Daryl and Pastor Todd.
Porque, y las pastoras, por favor.
And Rachel and Belinda, please.
Come on. Sit down. No.
And Pastor Christina, too.
Esto es algo tan poderoso. Porque lo que estamos haciendo aquí.
Because what we're doing here.
Al revés, ¿no? Al revés, ¿o está bien? Lo que estamos haciendo aquí es poder bendecir una nación entera.
Is to be able to bless an entire nation.
Y ustedes,
and you all,
son la puerta de bendición,
are the door to the blessing,
para bendecir una nación entera.
To bless the entire nation.
¿Cuántos lo creen?
How many of you believe this?
Eso es la fe. Así que en este acto solo quiero que podamos extender nuestras manos hacia la bandera de Argentina.
So in this act I would like you to all extend your hand towards this flag.
Y poder solamente darle gracias al Señor por lo que Él ya hizo.
And just begin to thank the Lord for what He has already done.
Padre, te damos gracias.
Father, we thank you.
Porque tú estás en el asunto.
Because you are in this business.
Has hecho esta conexión divina.
In this connection that is heavenly,
de familia.
Divine, of family.
Para poder bendecir naciones.
To be able to bless nations.
Y ahora oramos por Argentina.
And right now we pray for Argentina.
Tú sabes cuánto te necesitamos.
You know how much we need you.
Y creemos.
And we believe.
Que desde esta parte del mundo.
That from this place
que
of the world,
Dream.
From Field of Dreams,
es parte
is a part
del avivamiento
of a revival
que se ha desatado
that has been released
para transformar todas las áreas
for transformation everywhere
de nuestro país,
in our country,
áreas de gobierno,
in places of government,
áreas de comercio,
in places of commerce,
áreas de hospitales,
in places of hospitals,
áreas de cárceles,
in jails,
áreas económicas,
in the economy.
Tú estás avivando la Argentina.
You are reviving Argentina.
Y te doy gracias, Señor.
And we thank you, Lord,
por todo lo que estás haciendo aquí.
For everything that you're doing here.
Por estos hombres y mujeres de reino.
For these men and women of kingdom.
Que con un corazón entregado y genuino.
That with a given and generous heart.
Dan de gracia todo lo que han recibido.
Give thanks for everything that they have
en el
received.
Nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.
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 God's so sovereign because at one stage I wanted to be a professional tennis player, but I really was. I was inspired by someone that hardly has anyone heard of. Very famous tennis player in the 70s and 80s called Guillermo Vilas. So I was obsessed. I still like get pictures of him on my phone, like such an amazing tennis player. Always had that connection with Argentina. So God's sovereign, hey?
Wow, esto es impresionante.
Wow, this is amazing.
Estos días que estuve aquí siento que tengo que hablar en inglés ahora. Y entonces me cuesta, digo, si yo no hablo inglés.
These days that I've been in Australia, English is starting to stir up inside me. And then I'm reminded that I don't really quite speak English yet.
Es la primera vez que estoy aquí, que he podido viajar con mi esposo y la verdad que estoy muy emocionada.
It's the first time
agradecida por Phil of Ruin, agradecida a Dios primeramente. Y bueno, hablando con... Ah, ok. I'm sorry. Ok.
It's my first time in Australia, of course, traveling with my husband and my daughter, and I just feel so excited to be here in Field of Dreams.
Okay. So slow. Okay. Voy más lento.
No, más.
Piano. En estos días, antes de llegar a Australia, estuve ayunando.
The days before coming to Australia, I was fasting.
Y le pedí a Dios una palabra, que si Él tenía una palabra para los pastores o para el ministerio o para la iglesia.
And I asked the Lord if He had a word that I could bring to the church or the pastors or the people.
Y el Señor me dio una palabra que me muy fuerte para Field of Dreams.
And the Lord gave me a word that I feel is very strong for the church, for Field of Dreams.
Okay, que es la que quiero compartirles.
And this is the one that I want to share with you now.
Yeah. Esta palabra está en Isaías capítulo 62.
This is in Isaiah chapter 62.
Isaías es un profeta muy poderoso.
Isaiah is a very, very mighty prophet.
Sus declaraciones llegan en el pasado hasta los eventos eternos de Dios.
His declarations reach up to the
designios.
The words that the Lord has ascribed for even for eternity.
Y contempla también un tiempo futuro.
And he is talking also about things to come in the future.
Pero sobre todo habla de la gloria de Dios.
But mostly he speaks about the glory of God.
Pero ustedes saben eso.
But you already know that.
Yeah. Es solo una introducción.
This is just an introduction.
Okay. Isaías 62:1 dice, por amor de Sion no callaré y por amor de Jerusalén no descansaré hasta que salga como resplandor su justicia y su salvación se encienda como una antorcha.
Can we go back to Isaiah 62 and verse 1, please? Okay. We'll start in verse 1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns.
Sin duda el amor es el motor que necesitamos para absolutamente todo en el reino de Dios.
Absolutely no doubt, love is the motor, is the engine that moves everything in the kingdom of God.
Pablo dice a la iglesia, podemos tener todos los dones, pero si no hay amor, no tenemos nada. Somos como un símbolo que resuena.
Paul says to the church that you can have everything and every single gift, but if you have no love, you're like a cymbal that resounds.
Dios habla a través de Isaías y lo primero que destaca es que es por amor.
The first thing that he highlights through Isaiah is love.
Y luego dice, habla de la justicia y su salvación.
And then he talks about righteousness and salvation.
Y esto es muy interesante porque ambas están muy conectadas, salvación y justicia.
And this is very interesting because salvation and justice or righteousness, they're very connected.
Yeah. Sabemos que para la salvación necesitamos de la fe y el arrepentimiento.
For salvation we need faith and repentance.
Eso nos habilita a la justicia de Dios.
And then that enables us into the righteousness of God.
Pasamos a ser justos delante de Dios.
We become righteous before the Lord.
Su palabra dice que la senda de los justos es como la aurora.
His word says that the path of the righteous is like daylight.
Okay. En Isaías 62:6,
Isaiah 62:6.
El Señor dice, sobre tus muros, oh Jerusalén, he puesto guardas.
I have set watchmen on your walls, oh Jerusalem.
Todo el día y toda la noche no callarán jamás.
They shall never hold their peace.
Lo que os acordáis de Jehová no reposéis.
Day or night, you who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent.
Cuando Dios me llevaba esta palabra, el Espíritu Santo me habló muy fuerte en Field of Dream, porque él me dijo aquí hay guardas, centinelas.
When the Lord took me to this word, the Lord about Field of Dreams specifically, he said, Field of Dreams here, Field of Dreams has watchmen.
Yeah. El Señor me dijo, hay centinelas, son intercesores que no descansan.
Watchmen and intercessors.
Yeah. El Señor dice que hay algo poderoso que se va a desatar a través de esos guardas, de esos centinelas en Field of Dream, in this church.
And the Lord said that there is something really powerful that is about to be released through the intercessors and the watchmen.
Hasta que su justicia se restablezca.
Until his righteousness and justice will be reestablished.
Okay, yeah. ¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen?
Luego, más adelante, podemos ver que el Señor también habla de recursos.
A little bit further ahead, the Lord is talking about resources.
En 62:8.
62:8.
Dice, juró Jehová por su mano derecha y por su poderoso brazo que jamás daré tu trigo por comida a tus enemigos, ni beberán los extraños el vino que es fruto de tu trabajo.
And the Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of the foreigner shall not drink your new wine.
El Espíritu Santo me hablaba de cómo el enemigo ha buscado quitar recursos.
The Holy Spirit was showing me how the enemy has been stealing resources.
Quizás hablándome el Espíritu Santo anoche me hablaba de la corrupción.
And then the Holy Spirit was very specific about corruption.
Corrupciones es por ejemplo usar el poder para tomar un beneficio indebido buscando aventajar.
So corruption specifically is about using power in order to seek a certain benefit towards self.
Pero Dios promete que se va a romper la injusticia y Field of Dream es parte de esto.
But the Lord promises that injustice will be broken and that Field of Dreams is being a part of this.
Yeah. Porque el enemigo quiere tomar lo que uno trabajó, lo que uno sembró.
Because the enemy wants to take that for which you worked and that which it's meant to be yours.
Pero los recursos están para los hijos de Dios.
But the resources are meant for the sons of God.
Para las cosas de su reino.
For the things of his kingdom.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
How many of you say amen to that?
Okay. El enemigo no va a venir a robar las bendiciones que son del pueblo de Dios.
The enemy has no right to come and steal the things that belong to the sons of righteousness.
El Señor me decía que los intercesores no callen.
The Lord said to me, may the intercessors not be quiet.
Continúen.
Continue.
Hasta que se restablezca la justicia de Dios.
Until justice be established before the Lord.
Okay, amen. Amen. En el versículo 9.
In verse 9.
Dice, sino que los que lo cosechan lo comerán y alabarán a Jehová, y los que lo vendimian lo beberán en los atrios de mi santuario.
But those who have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. Those okay. who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts.
Ya. Yeah. Lo que tú siembras, tú lo vas a disfrutar. Tú lo que cultivas, tú lo vas a comer.
Whatever you sow and whatever you reap, it is for you to enjoy, to eat the fruit of your labor.
Yo sentí algo muy poderoso cuando pasé de Sydney a Adelaide in the plane.
I felt something powerful when I was coming in the plane, actually in the air from Sydney into Adelaide.
Y sin duda lo conecto con esta palabra para Field of Dream, pero también para esta ciudad.
And I connected without doubt to this word for Field of Dreams and for the city.
Y esta fue la palabra que Dios me dio centralmente para compartir con Field of Dream.
And this is the very specific word that the Lord gave me for this house.
El Señor me dijo, pasad, versículo 10 de Isaías 62.
Verse 10, please.
Pasad, pasad por las puertas, barred el camino al pueblo, allanad la calzada, quitad las piedras, alzad pendón a los pueblos.
Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, take out the stones, lift up a banner for the peoples.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Solo para cerrar, cuando el Señor me hablaba de pasar por las puertas, el Señor me mostraba como esos centinelas, y pienso también en Chef.
When the Lord was talking to me about this word and he showed me the doors, I was also thinking about the watchman and I was reminded about Jeff.
Porque sé que fue un poderoso intercesor para la iglesia.
Because I also know that he was a mighty intercessor for the church.
Y Dios me hablaba de cómo esto no vuelve vacío.
And he showed me how all things that are sown do not return empty.
Okay. Amen. Cuando habla de pasar por las puertas, habla de un acceso concedido por Dios.
When he talks about going through the gates, it is an access that was granted by the Lord.
Juan el Bautista era como una antorcha encendida. El Señor dice en Isaías 62:1 que va a resplandecer su justicia y la salvación como una antorcha.
John the Baptist was like a flame of fire, and in Isaiah 62 and verse 1 it says that the sons of righteousness are bright like a flame of fire.
Está todo conectado.
It's all interconnected.
Porque Juan el Bautista fue el que preparó el camino para el regreso del Señor.
Because John the Baptist was the one who prepared the way for the coming of the Lord.
Él era una antorcha que ardía.
He was a burning flame.
Y luego dice, allanen la calzada.
And then it says, straighten the paths.
In King James, dice, levantar calzadas.
King James Version says, lift up the pathways.
Entonces el Señor me decía, así como vimos en el terreno en el video, que se tuvo que limpiar con las máquinas, el Señor va a usar poderosamente este ministerio para comenzar a allanar la calzada.
So in the same way that we saw in that video, when we were cleaning the land and making it flat, that's what we're talking about in this verse. That's exactly what we are to do, making the path straight.
Isaías 35:8 habla de la santidad, del camino de santidad por el que transitarán los justos.
Isaiah 35:8 talks about the highway of holiness. That's the one that the righteous will go through.
Y creo fervientemente que Field of Dream va a otro nivel de santidad.
And I believe really powerfully that Field of Dreams is going to a whole new level of holiness.
Esto es poderoso.
It's very powerful.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Y para terminar,
and just to close,
habla de quitar las piedras, de construir y de levantar.
It talks about removing the stones, build and edify.
Pero es interesante que en otras versiones habla de levantar un estandarte, una bandera.
It talks about lifting up a standard, like a flag.
como la bandera que hemos traído hoy,
like the flag that we've brought today.
Lo que significa que Dios ya ha dado la victoria a Field of Dreams,
which means that the Lord has already given the victory to Field of Dreams.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gracias. Gracias.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Betsy. Yes. Lo hizo muy bien. Tendré que seguir, pero vamos, vamos, porque Dios tiene algo hermoso.
Amen. She did very well, but we're going to continue because God has something
yes.
beautiful.
¿Cuántos quieren más?
How many of you want more?
¿Cuántos hambrientos por el Señor hay aquí?
How many hungry ones for the Lord are here today?
Déjenme ver sus manos.
Let me see your hands.
Sí, porque dice el Señor,
because the Lord says,
que el que tiene hambre,
that the one who hungers,
será saciado.
Will be fulfilled.
Yo sigo teniendo hambre.
And I am continuously hungry.
Me gusta la palabra que el Señor le dio a Janina.
I love the word that the Lord gave my wife Janina.
Porque habla de puertas.
Because it talks about gates.
Pero también habla de alzar el pendón.
But it also talks about lifting up a banner.
Y las naciones en este tiempo,
and nations right in this time,
se encuentran así.
Are like this.
No tienen seguridad.
They don't have security.
No tienen certezas.
They don't have an assurance.
No tienen paz.
They don't have peace.
No tienen gozo.
They don't have joy.
No hay estabilidad.
There's no stability.
Y la pregunta es,
and the question is,
¿cómo vamos a hacer nosotros?
How are we going to do this?
Porque la palabra dice,
because the word says,
que nosotros somos,
that we are,
los que tenemos que llevar la gloria de Dios.
The ones that are to carry the glory of God.
It's true. Ahora, vamos a tener que experimentar esto.
Now we're going to have to experience this.
Lo vamos a tener que atravesar.
We're going to have to go through it.
De hecho, Jesús hace experimentar a sus discípulos.
In fact, Jesus lets his disciples experience this.
Vemos en Lucas 10 cómo Jesús envía a los 70 que vayan por las casas.
In Luke 10, Jesus sends the 70 to go through the houses.
De dos en dos.
Two by two.
¿Para qué hace eso el Señor?
Why does he do this, our Lord?
Para que ellos puedan confiar,
so that they can trust,
en que lo que el Señor les dijo que tienen,
that what the Lord said they had,
lo tienen.
They actually have it.
Por eso iban de dos en dos por las casas.
That's why they were going two by two, house to house.
Y el Señor les dijo,
and the Lord said,
donde ustedes entren,
wherever you go in,
y pisen,
and set your foot,
vuestra paz, tu paz,
your peace,
será sobre la casa.
Will be upon that house.
Esto es algo impensado.
This is unthinkable.
Porque dice que mi paz,
because it says that it's my peace,
no la paz del Señor,
it's not God's peace,
mi paz,
my peace,
estará en esa casa.
Will be upon that house.
El Señor nos está enseñando,
and the Lord is teaching us,
que nos ha dado toda autoridad,
that he has given us all authority,
todo poder,
all power,
incluso para llevar la paz a una casa,
even to take peace to a home.
Somos portadores de gloria.
We carry the glory.
Wow. Qué fuerte que vos puedas entrar a una casa.
Well, how strong that you can go into a house.
Y vos puedas decir, Señor, aquí está mi paz sobre ella.
And then when you set your foot, you can say, Lord,
la atmósfera cambia.
The atmosphere changes.
Todo cambia.
Everything changes.
El ambiente cambia.
The atmosphere changes.
Y entonces le dijo el Señor a los discípulos,
and then the Lord said to his disciples,
luego de que la paz sea sobre la casa,
after the peace is upon that house,
hagan milagros,
then do miracles,
echen fuera demonios,
cast out demons,
porque yo les doy la autoridad.
Because I give you the authority.
Ahora, lo maravilloso del Señor,
now the wonderful thing about the Lord,
es que la palabra enseña,
is that the word teaches,
que vamos de gloria en gloria,
that we go from glory to glory.
En las matemáticas de Dios,
in God's mathematics,
siempre multiplica,
he always multiplies.
Siempre nos lleva a mayores victorias.
He always takes us to greater victories.
Siempre nos lleva a levantar la frente y poder ver la conquista que hay por delante.
He always takes us to lift up our head and look at the victories that are ahead. Field of Dreams
está llamado,
it's called,
a levantar la frente,
to lift up the
de muchas naciones.
Of many nations.
Ahora, para poder tomarlo verdaderamente,
now, in order to take this truly,
tenés que creer,
you have to believe,
en que vos sos esa puerta,
that you are that gate,
en que Dios te habilitó ya para eso,
that God has already enabled you to do this.
Porque si Él ya te ha sentado en los lugares celestiales,
because if He has already seated you in heavenly places,
también te dijo que te ha hecho rey y sacerdote en este tiempo.
He has already told you that He has made you a king and a priest right in this season.
Y eso es ahora.
And that is right now.
Ahora, ¿cómo estamos llevando esa gloria?
Now, how do we carry this glory?
Yo puedo sentir en el espíritu,
I can feel in my spirit,
que los líderes de esta iglesia, poderosos en el Señor,
that the leaders of this church are powerful in the Lord,
no son los mismos que hace 7 meses atrás.
They're actually not the same that they were 7 months ago.
No son los mismos.
They're not the same.
7 meses.
Only 7 months.
Están en otro nivel.
They've gone to another level.
Nueva revelación.
New revelation.
No revelación. Mire, 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 escuche. No revelación personal.
Not just a personal revelation,
sino que la palabra se revela al espíritu de uno.
But the word reveals itself into our spirit.
Y Field of Dreams está entrando en otra revelación.
And Field of Dreams is entering into another revelation.
Y va más allá de los límites de Australia.
And it actually goes beyond the limits of Australia.
Y yo no sé,
and I don't know,
si pueden dimensionar lo que les estoy diciendo.
If you can comprehend the dimension of what I'm explaining to you.
Porque para poder dimensionarlo,
because in order to comprehend this dimension,
hay que vivirlo.
You have to live it.
Y cuando alguien lo vive,
and when somebody lives it,
el testimonio habla por sí mismo.
The testimony just speaks by itself.
Entonces, el Señor los manda de dos en dos a las casas.
And so the Lord sends them two by two to the houses.
Le dice, no se preocupen por nada, no lleven nada.
And He tells them, don't worry about anything, don't carry anything.
Yo ya les tengo todo.
I've already got everything for you.
Si no, no les voy a enviar.
Otherwise, I will not send you.
Pero luego el Señor aumenta esa posición.
But then the Lord increases that position.
Y les dice,
and He tells them,
cuando entres en una ciudad,
when you go into a city,
primero era una casa,
first it was a house,
pero ahora es una ciudad,
and then it's a city.
El Señor siempre nos lleva de gloria en gloria.
Remember, the Lord always takes us from glory to glory.
Por eso sacó un Felipe.
That's why He took Philip,
de ser mozo y servir las mesas,
from serving tables,
a poder ser un gran evangelista,
to becoming a great evangelist.
Y que Dios lo use poderosamente.
And the Lord used him powerfully.
Puede que el principio haya sido pequeño.
It could be that the beginning was small.
Pero tu estado posterior será muy, muy, muy grande.
But the latter glory is big, really, really big.
¿Cuántos dicen amén a eso?
How many of you say amen to that?
Amén. Hay que creerlo.
Yeah, we have to believe this.
Yo estaba el 10 de febrero del 2013.
On the 10th of February 2013, I was
bautizándome en aguas junto a mi esposa.
Being baptized in water with my wife.
El próximo domingo,
the following Sunday after that,
alguien me dice que hay otro bautismo.
Somebody tells me that there is another baptism.
Y yo me desesperé.
And I got really desperate.
Lloré.
I cried.
Clamé.
I cried to the Lord.
Y dije, Señor, yo pensé que ya tenía todo.
I said, Lord, but I thought I had everything already.
Pero necesito el bautismo en fuego.
But I really need the baptism of fire.
Porque si yo te amo así como te amo ahora,
because if right now in this stage that I'm in, if I love you this much,
¿cuánto más te voy a amar si tú me das ese fuego?
How much more will I be able to love you if you give me this baptism of fire?
Y conocen la historia el siguiente domingo.
And you already know the story that the following Sunday.
Por esas cosas de Dios.
And those things of God.
Está el pastor Todd allí predicando en una iglesia pequeña.
Pastor Todd is preaching in that very small church.
Yo no me quedé.
I didn't stay.
Esperando y diciendo, bueno, si Dios lo quiere hacer, yo fui a buscar el favor de Dios.
I didn't stay sitting down waiting, oh, if the favor of God hits me. No, I went seeking for it.
Hay que accionar.
You have to take action.
Dice que la fe sin obras es una fe muerta.
The word says that faith without deeds is dead.
Entonces es una fe sin acción. La acción es necesaria para que el poder de Dios se manifieste.
So action is very necessary in order for the power of God to be manifest.
Estas señales seguirán a los que creen.
These signs will follow those who believe.
Okay.
Okay.
Si yo me quedo quieto,
if I stay stuck, still,
las señales se quedan quietas.
The signs stay still.
Luego del 24 de febrero del 2013,
after the 24th of February 2013,
de recibir el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
after receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
este hombre,
this man,
fue la puerta,
was the gate,
y me volvió loco,
and he made me crazy.
Mi vida cambió.
My life changed.
Pero no solamente mi vida.
But not only my family.
Miles y miles de familias ahora son transformadas.
Thousands and thousands of families right now are being transformed.
¿Por qué te estoy contando esto?
Why am I telling you this now?
Porque yo estoy viviendo el tiempo de gloria en gloria.
Because right now I'm living the times of glory to glory.
Luego de recibir el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
after receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
un mes o dos meses después,
a month or 2 months later,
recordando que llevábamos algunas semanas congregándonos en la casa del Señor, cristianos,
remembering that we've only been born again just a few weeks prior,
pero el Señor me da una visión de que vaya a orar por un pastor que tiene cáncer.
The Lord gives me a vision that I need to go and pray for a pastor who was afflicted with cancer.
Yo no lo conozco.
I didn't know him.
Pero el Señor me dice que vaya.
But the Lord tells me to go.
Recién recibo el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
I recently just received the baptism of the Holy
Spirit.
Hay
una revolución en mi vida.
There's this entire revolution in my life.
Así que voy y le pregunto a mi esposa, mirá, vos sabés que Dios me muestra que tengo que ir a orar por este pastor que tiene cáncer.
And so I go and ask my wife, see, the Lord is asking me and he's showing me that I need to go and pray for this pastor who is afflicted with cancer.
Oh, tenés que ir.
And she says, oh, you have to go.
Para mí que me quería fletar. Me quería mandar lejos. ¿Se puede decir eso? Sí.
I think she wanted me to go, really, really. She wanted me to go.
Así descansa de mí. Go. Así que voy y ella me dice, yo sé quién es ese pastor.
And she says to me, I actually know who that pastor is.
Cuando vos estuviste de viaje, vino a predicar acá, a la iglesia.
When you went on your trip, he went and preached in our church.
Voy a preguntarle a mi pastor.
And I went and asked my pastor.
Pastor, hay un pastor que tiene cáncer y yo quisiera ir. Oh, sí, tenés que ir, Javiercito.
I asked my pastor and I said, oh, there is this pastor who's far away and he has cancer and I feel that I need to go pray for him. Of course, you must go.
Otro que quería, go.
Yeah, that's another one who wanted me gone.
La cuestión es que yo voy, le llamo por teléfono y voy.
And the thing here is that I make a call and I ask him and I say that I'm going to visit him.
24 horas en autobús.
24 hours by coach.
Yes. Y cuando llego, Cuando llego al lugar,
and when I arrived to his
como
place,
el Señor me muestra en visión,
in the same way the Lord showed me in this vision,
pongo mi mano en el pecho,
I lay hands on his chest,
y oro por el cáncer,
and
que
I
se vaya.
Prayed for cancer to go.
Al otro día,
the following day,
él se levantó,
he rises,
y dijo a la esposa, Cristina,
and he called his wife, Cristina.
Cristina, dice. Me siento bien.
I feel good.
Estoy fuerte.
I am strong.
Y me miró.
And he looked at me.
Y dijo, vos sos el evangelista que va a predicar todas estas noches.
And he said, you are the evangelist who's preaching all these nights.
No, 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 no. No, yo no sé predicar.
No, I have no idea how to preach.
Yo ya había terminado lo que el Señor me dijo por obediencia y me voy a mi casa.
I finished by obedience what the Lord had asked me to do. I'm done, I'm finished.
Pero él hizo una cruzada.
But then he cooked up this crusade.
Y me sacó la chicha, no sé cómo se dice acá.
And he squeezed every last drop.
Me llevaba en la moto.
And he would take me in his motorbike.
Vamos, Javiercito.
Let's go, little Javier.
Mom, me dejaba en la casa de una hermana que no podía caminar.
And then he would take me to the house of a sister in the Lord who couldn't walk.
Anda, anda a orar, Javiercito.
Off you go, off you go, go pray.
Te voy a buscar dentro de un rato.
I'll be back soon.
Y yo estaba sentado así.
And I'll just be sitting there.
Y la señora sentada ahí adelante.
And the lady would be in front of me.
Hola.
Hi.
¿Qué tiene?
What's your affliction?
¿Quiere que ore?
Do you want me to pray?
Sí, por favor.
Of course, please.
Yes, y entonces iba y oraba.
And then I would go pray.
Y la señora se levantaba.
And then the lady would jump.
Y se iba a la iglesia.
And she would run to the church.
Y cuando el pastor vio eso,
and when the pastor saw this,
me llevó por todo el barrio.
He would take me through all the suburb.
Así que conocí a la gente allí.
So I met people there.
Y me vine revolucionado de esa experiencia.
And I came back completely revolutionized because of this experience.
Jesús tenía
Jesus had
que hacerme pasar por esa experiencia.
To make me go through that experience.
Para que entonces yo pueda saber que su poder es real.
So that I would know that his power is real.
En la campaña. Bien, yes, dale, dale, aplauso, dáselo. ¿Cómo se dice? En la cruzada.
In this crusade.
En un encuentro donde había 50 personas.
With 50 people.
Se manifestaron 25.
25 manifested demons.
Yo no sabía qué era.
I had no idea what this was.
Cuando vi la primer víbora.
When I saw the first snake.
¡Ay, caramba!
Oh my goodness.
Y entonces le decía el pastor, metele nomás.
And the pastor would push me in. Go, 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 go.
Y él me decía, a mí no, metele vos, metele vos.
And then the pastor would say, go, go, go.
Y que metele aquí, ¿qué tengo que hacer?
Well, what do I need to do? What do I do?
Pero años después.
But then many years later.
Me lleva a otro lugar de Argentina.
He takes me to another place in Argentina.
Y por noche.
Every night,
250 personas promedio se manifestaban.
In average, 250 people would be manifesting.
De gloria en gloria.
From glory to glory.
From English to English. Yes! Voy cerrando con esto.
I'm just going to close with this.
La palabra enseña.
The word teaches us
que la creación,
that creation,
está esperando,
eagerly awaits,
con hambre,
eagerly,
con desesperación,
desperate,
con gemidos,
crying out,
que los hijos de Dios,
waiting for the sons of God,
la gloria,
to be manifest,
filo green, hay que llevar la gloria.
Field of dreams, we have to carry the glory.
Por eso.
That's why.
Sé que este tiempo.
I know that this time.
Nombró a Jeff como un padre.
He pronounced Jeff as a father.
Cuando un general se va.
When a general departs.
Otro tiene que tomar su lugar.
Other generals have to take his place.
Cuando alguien deja un cargo importante,
when someone leaves a very important gap,
alguien tiene que ocupar ese lugar.
Somebody has to occupy that place.
Ya no está Palau.
We don't have Palau.
Ya no está Billy Graham.
We don't have Billy Graham.
Ya no está Reinhard Bonnke.
We don't have Reinhard Bonnke.
Ya no está Jeff.
We don't have Jeff.
Pero hay un manto y una puerta,
but there is a mantle and a door,
que se deja para ocupar lugares gloriosos,
that is left open to be occupied for glory.
Y cuando nosotros tomamos ese manto,
and when we take hold of that mantle,
va a haber un despertar como nunca antes.
There's going to be an awakening like never before.
Están esperando las naciones que nos levantemos.
The nations are waiting for us to arise.
Para levantarles el pendón.
To lift up the standard.
Para que no quiten la mira del autor y consumador de la fe.
So that you will never move your eye from the author and the perfecter of your faith.
Esta mañana estoy aquí.
Today, this morning I'm here.
Para decirte que vos sos portador de gloria.
To tell you that you are a carrier of glory.
Que se activa.
That gets activated.
Como la luz.
Like the light.
Y no sabemos cómo llega a que pueda encenderse.
And we have no idea how it operates, a light when it turns on.
Pero usted tiene que hacer contacto con la con la con el.
But you have to make contact with the switch.
Si no hay contacto,
if you don't make contact,
la luz no se prende.
The light doesn't turn on.
Los discípulos fueron.
The disciples went.
Y les preguntaron con qué bautismo han sido bautizados.
And they asked them, what baptism did you get baptized with?
Con el bautismo de Juan, dijeron.
With the baptism of John.
Y en ese momento dijeron, tenemos que impartirles para que reciban
that,
el fuego.
And then at that moment the disciples responded to people, now we have to baptize you with the baptism of fire.
Termino con esto.
I'll finish with this.
Y vamos a orar por esa impartición.
And then we're going to pray for that impartation.
Por esa activación.
For that activation.
Para que tú lo creas.
So that you will believe.
A veces tendrás que experimentar.
Sometimes you're going to have to experience.
A veces tendrás que probar.
Sometimes you're going to have to test.
Pero Dios no tiene problema con eso.
But the Lord has no problem with that.
Todo va a ser usado para bien.
Everything will be used for His good.
Termino, yo recuerdo.
I finish here. I remember.
El hambre por las campañas, por la explosión en las naciones.
The hunger for these crusades and the hunger for the nations.
Y antes de cumplir 33 años.
And before I turned 33.
Hace poquito.
This was only just recently.
Okay, hace unos días atrás cumplí 43.
3 days ago, I turned 43.
Yes, en Australia.
In Australia.
En Australia. Ahora, en 10 años.
Now in 10 years.
Yo veo cómo el Señor aceleró.
I see how the Lord accelerated.
Y este es un tiempo de aceleración.
And this right now is the time of acceleration.
Donde los que tienen hambre.
When those who are hungry.
Comerán ballenas enteras.
Will eat entire whales.
No te preocupes, no vas a engordar.
Don't worry, you're not gonna get fat.
Es espiritual.
It's a spiritual food.
Pero en ese hambre.
But in that hunger.
Puede que tengamos que experimentar cosas.
Maybe we're gonna have to experience things.
Y probar cosas.
And test things.
Por ejemplo.
For example,
me pasó de estar diciendo, oh, ese evangelista, millones de personas. El Señor dijo que cosas mayores haríamos.
For example, there were
un evangelista que yo veía en la tele, veía en los libros, veía en internet.
So I used to watch these evangelists on TV, who would say that we would see greater things.
En una reunión.
In one meeting.
Se entregaron 1,092,000 personas.
One of his meetings, over 1,000,000 people gave their lives to Jesus.
Zero, 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 zero. En una reunión.
Just in one meeting.
Y el Señor dijo que haríamos cosas mayores.
And the Lord said that we would do greater things.
Eso es mayor.
That is greater. That is one of the greatest.
Porque este evangelista.
Because this evangelist.
Tenía un sonido láser.
had a laser sound
que podía llegar hasta los 2 millones que están ahí atrás.
That could actually reach beyond, like those 2 million people that were standing in the ground.
Y entonces leo un libro.
And then I just read this book.
Que dice 12 cosas mayores.
That it's titled 12 Greater Things.
Y yo literalmente me comí ese libro.
And I literally devoured this book.
Y en el libro decía que había personas que querían llegar hasta donde estaba el evangelista.
And in the book it said that there were people who wanted to reach to where this evangelist was.
Y que pasaban años para que alguien pudiera estar cerca de él.
And that it would take them years before they could come close to this person.
Millones de personas.
Millions of people.
Y alguien me dice, va a estar en Buenos Aires.
And somebody says he's coming to Buenos Aires.
Voy a Buenos Aires.
Yes, I'm going to Buenos Aires now.
No llega la gente, pero yo puedo llegar, lo voy a tener cercano, conozco al pastor que lo trae.
I know the pastor who's bringing this big evangelist, so I can be closer to him.
Así que me monté en una tipo traffic, una camioneta donde íbamos varios pastores.
And so I went on this truck with a few other pastors.
Pastor manejaba 70.
The pastor was driving really slowly.
Y cada 2 horas
and every 2 hours,
paraba a comer y el baño.
Would stop to eat and toilet.
24 horas.
24 hours like that.
Para llegar hasta allí.
To get there.
Entramos a la iglesia.
We went to the church.
Está por salir Rey Hambonki.
Oh, Right Hambonki is coming out soon.
Yo estoy sentado a unos 10 metros.
And I was sitting there like 10 meters from him.
Y lo primero que pienso,
and the first thing that crosses my mind,
cuando haga el llamado al altar,
when he makes the altar call,
yo voy a saltar como un tigre.
I'm going to jump like a tiger.
Me voy a colgar de su pierna.
I am going to hang on to his leg.
Porque tengo la posición.
Because I'm very well positioned.
Ya estoy acá.
I'm right here.
Es Rey Hambonki.
It's Reinhard Bonnke.
Así que entra Rey Hambonki.
So he comes in.
Da un mensaje.
He preaches.
Yo lo había escuchado por internet.
I've already heard this message on internet.
Dije, bueno, no importa.
No, it doesn't matter.
Lo que importa es que está acá Rey Hambonki.
Doesn't matter.
Lo estoy mirando.
He's right here and I'm close to him.
Lo estoy mirando.
I'm looking at him.
Estoy cerca.
I'm close.
Y cuando hace el llamado,
and when he makes the altar call,
pego un salto del tigre.
I make the jump of the tiger.
Y estaba enfrente de Rey Hambonki.
And I was right in front of Rey Hambonki.
Nadie me iba a quitar mi momento.
Nobody was gonna take my blessing.
Nadie me iba a quitar la bendición.
Nobody was gonna take my blessing.
Así que yo estoy allí, los pies del evangelista están allí.
So I'm just right there by his feet.
Y yo me pongo así allí en el estrado.
And I bow down.
Y estoy cerrando mis ojos fuerte.
And I'm closing my eyes.
El libro decía,
the book said,
que él tocaba personas,
that if he touched people,
y saltaba metros para atrás,
people would be thrown meters back.
Así que yo estoy esperando.
And so I'm waiting.
Y sigo esperando.
And I'm still waiting.
Y sigo esperando.
And still waiting.
Y el Espíritu Santo me dice,
and the Holy Spirit tells me,
¿qué está haciendo?
What are you doing?
Estoy esperando que Reihan me toque.
Of course I'm waiting for Reinhard Bonnke to touch me.
Me pegue un cachetón.
At least he can slap me.
Salte 10 metros para atrás.
I want to jump backwards.
Me tire su manto.
I just want his mantle.
Estoy acá.
Right here, I'm waiting.
Y él me dijo, el Espíritu Santo.
And the Holy Spirit said,
yo ya te di.
I already gave it to you.
Reihan se fue.
Reinhard left.
No oró por nadie.
He did not pray for a single person.
Bueno, yo estuve más cerca que todos.
But I was closest than most.
Pero cuando llegué a casa,
but when I went back home,
y le conté a mi esposa,
and I told my wife,
me dijo, yo lo sabía.
She said, I knew this.
Porque la puerta,
because the gate,
la abre un general,
it's opened by a general,
para otro general,
for another general.
Y ya hay un general,
and there is a general,
que me abrió la puerta,
who opened the door for me.
Y es Todd.
And it's Todd.
Yo le doy un aplauso más grande al Señor. Come on.
It's amazing. Ya me sale el inglés ya. From English to English. Es increíble.
It's amazing.
Porque cuando entonces entendí eso, empecé a impartir.
When I understood this truth, then I began to impart.
Empecé a activar.
And then I began to activate.
Y hoy hay cinco iglesias.
And now we have five churches.
Cinco iglesias.
Five.
Hoy el Señor
today, the Lord
está preparando
is preparing
que lo que Él ha podido impartir,
that whatever He has already imparted,
yo lo pueda llevar a otras naciones.
I can then carry it to other nations.
A Él le llevó más tiempo.
It took Him longer.
Más lágrimas.
More tears.
Más canas.
More gray hairs.
Pero la aceleración para este tiempo son los obreros de la última hora.
Is, the workers of the last hour.
Así que lo que vos tenés que hacer hoy,
so what, this is what you have to do today.
Olvidar cuánto tiempo llevas.
Forget how long you have.
Olvidar cuánto instituto bíblico.
Forget how much Bible study you've gone through.
Y poder decirle, Señor, yo hoy quiero esa activación.
And then just humble yourself and say, Lord, I want this activation.
Y el Señor va a hacerte vivir cosas impresionantes.
And then the Lord is going to make you live amazing things.
Pero las tenés que vivir.
But you have to leave them.
Y entonces va a pasar como dijo el esposo de Betsy en Sydney.
And it's this is what's going to happen, like Betsy's husband. This is what he said.
Entramos en un lugar.
We went to this place.
No había nadie.
There was no one.
Y él dijo, hay un dicho en Colombia.
And Betsy's husband said, there is a saying in Colombia.
Tienen buena espalda.
I'm going to have to explain this. When you show up in a place and the shop is empty, and then you show up and all of a sudden it fills up. There's really no translation from Spanish to English.
Good so this.
It's like you have a good back. It's like whenever your back is in that place, people follow your back.
Y de repente, del lugar que no había nadie,
and so the place that was completely empty,
se llenó y había cola.
It was completely packed and it was a massive line out the door.
Es porque somos portadores de su gloria.
It's because we carry His glory.
Cambiamos la atmósfera de los lugares.
We change the atmosphere of that place.
Cambiamos la paz de los lugares.
We change the peace of those places.
Y Dios nos los dio.
And God gave those
ya lo entregó.
He already gave this to us.
Y tenemos que ponerlo en obra.
And we now have to carry it out.
Tenemos que avanzar.
We have to advance.
Y mientras más avanzamos,
and the more we advance,
más Él te posiciona.
More positioning,
más Él te multiplica.
More multiplication,
más Él te usa.
More, the
más Él te bendice.
More blessing will come upon you.
Empecemos a levantar los pendones.
Let's begin to lift up our standards.
Empecemos a levantar la frente del caído.
Let's begin to lift up the face of the one who has
están
fallen.
Están esperando que los hijos de Dios se manifiesten.
They're waiting for the sons and daughters of the Lord to be manifest in glory.
Yes!
Amen.
Amen. Ya tienen el manto.
You already have the mantle.
Ojalá yo pudiera estar todo el tiempo recibiendo lo que ustedes reciben.
I wish I could receive all the time what you receive every single week.
Trato por Zoom.
Sometimes I try through Zoom.
Christine nos da unos cursos.
Christine teaches us some courses.
Hablo con mi mentor.
I speak with my mentor.
No le gusta mucho el WhatsApp.
No, he's not a very good WhatsApper.
Así que tengo que decir, oh Señor, llévame pronto a Australia de nuevo.
And then I have to pray, God, please take me back to Australia soon.
Pero mi anhelo, mi corazón.
But the real desire in my heart.
Yo creo que Dios lo va a cumplir.
And the Lord is, I believe that the Lord is going
es
to
poder
make
ser parte del equipo de Field of Dreams para las naciones.
Is to be part of the team of Field of Dreams to the nations.
Amén. Yo quiero que hoy podamos recibir ese manto, aunque ustedes ya lo tienen.
I want us to receive this mantle today, even though you already have it.
Pero la única manera, y es lo que voy a predicar en el segundo servicio,
but the only way, and this is actually what I'm going to preach in the second service today,
es ir a buscar la bendición.
Is to go after the blessing.
Aunque te lleve 24 horas de viaje,
even if it takes 24 hours by coach,
aunque el Espíritu Santo te diga ya lo tenés,
even if the Holy Spirit says you already have it.
Entonces, ¿qué vas a hacer con eso cuando vos ya recibís la confirmación de Dios?
Therefore, the question is, what are you going to do with that when you receive the confirmation of God?
Si ya te abrieron la puerta,
if the door is open,
ya te dieron el manto,
you've already got the mantle,
ya te impartieron,
you've received the impartation,
te reveló los rollos,
the Lord has revealed the scrolls,
¿qué más necesitas?
What more do you need?
Hay que moverse.
You have to move.
Un ejemplo.
For example,
va a entrar ahí o iba a ver, capaz que va a comer los fideos con la abuela, no sé cómo es la costumbre acá.
You may be going and have lunch, spaghetti with your grandmother. Mother.
Y quizás cuando hoy entres vas a pisar diferente.
And perhaps when you go into that house, you're going to step in differently.
Tu casa la vas a pisar diferente.
Your house, you're going to step in.
Tu barrio vas a pisar diferente.
In your neighborhood, you're going to step in differently.
La gloria tiene que ser visible.
The glory has to be visible.
Porque ya hoy vemos al Señor como vemos la gloria.
Because now today we see the Lord like we see his glory.
Antes no era así.
It wasn't this way before.
Jesús les estaba enseñando a ellos, vayan ustedes de casa en casa, de ciudad en ciudad.
The Lord was teaching them, go two by two, from house to house, and from city to city.
Pero llegaría el momento que Él les dijo, yo voy a ascender al Padre.
But there would be the time would come when He would tell them, I am going to the Father, and now,
es necesario que ustedes hagan lo que yo les digo.
It's now the time for you to do the things that I've already taught you to do.
Porque tienen el Espíritu Santo de Dios.
Because you have the Holy Spirit of God.
Ustedes tienen la mente de Cristo.
You have the mind of Christ.
¿Cuántos pueden decir que tienen la mente de Cristo?
How many of you can say that you have the mind of Christ?
¿De verdad?
Truly?
¿Y ayer cuando el perro del vecino hizo pipí en tu casa?
And could you say the same when your neighbor's dog peed in your house? Could you say the same?
¿Estabas con la mente de Cristo?
Did you have the mind of Christ?
¿Y cuando te pasaron cerca con el auto y frenaron de golpe?
And when somebody cut you off in traffic, did you have the mind of Christ?
¿Tenía la mente de Cristo?
Did you have the mind of Christ?
¿Y cuando los niños te ensuciaron todo?
And when your child spilled his chocolate on you.
¿Tenía la mente de Cristo?
Did you have the mind of Christ?
Y no voy a hablar de la esposa.
And I'm not going to talk about your wife.
¿Tenías la mente de Cristo?
Did you have the mind of Christ?
No, Lord. Pero lo que me enseñó fue esto.
But this is what the Lord taught me.
Cuando estás en el Espíritu,
when you are in the Spirit,
vos podés juzgar todas las cosas. Vos podés juzgar todas las cosas.
You can judge all things.
Y no será juzgado por nadie.
And you will not be judged by anyone.
Tenemos la mente de Cristo.
We have the mind of Christ.
Porque tenemos el Espíritu Santo de Dios que mora en nosotros.
Because we have the Spirit of God who lives in us.
Cuando nosotros necesitemos saber qué piensa Cristo,
when we need to know what Christ is thinking,
el Espíritu lo va a revelar.
The Holy Spirit reveals it to us.
Cuando no sabemos qué decir,
when we don't know what to say,
el Espíritu lo va a revelar.
The Holy Spirit reveals it to us.
Cuando hay un imposible,
when there's an impossible situation,
el Espíritu peleará por nosotros.
The Holy Spirit fights our battle.
¡Aleluya! Nosotros tenemos la mente de Cristo.
We have the mind of Christ.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Let's stand up.
Aleluya. Y le vamos a decir al Señor, gracias, Señor.
And we're going to say, thank you, Lord.
Y usted ahora solamente va a tomar lo que necesite tomar.
Just begin to take what you need to take.
Pero no tome como quien tiene un padre que limita a sus hijos.
But do not take as if you had a father who is limited.
Tu padre no tiene límites. Tu padre no tiene límites.
Your father has absolutely no limits.
Él no te dice hasta acá llegarás.
He doesn't say, oh, you're going to reach up to here.
Él te dice, levanta tu mirada.
He says, look up.
Hasta donde alcance tu vista.
How far your eyesight reaches.
Yo te lo entregaré.
I will give it to you.
Quizá nuestra vista fue muy corta.
Perhaps we didn't look far enough.
Quizá nuestro ánimo fue muy corto.
Perhaps our strength was fell short.
Quizás hoy el dolor no nos permite ver.
Perhaps grief or pain doesn't allow us to see.
Y de alguna manera estamos como las naciones mirando al suelo porque no nos sentimos bien.
And perhaps today we find ourselves like the nations looking down.
Pero
because
esta mañana,
perhaps we are not feeling well.
Pero esta mañana,
but this morning,
Dios dice,
God says,
lo quiero hacer contigo.
I want to do it with you.
No me pongas límites.
Do not put any limitations on me.
Y toma lo que quieras.
And take anything.
Miren, hace poco,
not long ago,
oré por una niña.
I prayed for a girl
que necesitaba un hígado nuevo.
Who needed a new liver.
Y por revelación del Espíritu Santo,
and by revelation of the Holy Spirit,
me dijo que vaya al cielo.
He told me to go up to heaven
y que tome un hígado nuevo.
And take a new liver.
Y lo ponga proféticamente en esa cama de hospital.
And place it prophetically in that hospital bed.
Y parecía ilógico.
And it just didn't make sense. It was irrational.
Pero a las horas me llamó la mamá.
But a few hours later, her mom called me.
Y me dijo, los médicos no pueden creer.
And told me, the doctors cannot understand this.
Que esté así de sana porque estaba a punto de morir.
She was about to die and she's completely well.
Necesitamos tomar.
We need to take.
Tómalo.
Take it.
Yo fui y lo tomé.
I went and took
it. Sigo tomando. Exprimo a Darrell, exprimo a Christine. Yo chupa unción, poner lo que quieras.
And I keep on taking. I squeeze Christine. I squeeze from Todd. I keep squeezing and squeezing because I want to take.
Cargan, Darrell carga eso. Profeta, dame para acá. Yo quiero también.
I will go and squeeze Darrell because he carries a thing that I want, and then I go and take it.
Porque en definitiva no es de ellos.
Because ultimately it doesn't belong to them.
No es mío.
It doesn't belong to me.
Es del Padre.
It belongs to the Father.
Y todo lo que Él nos da de gracia,
and everything that He gives us by grace,
es para darlo.
Is to give away freely.
Te pregunto en esta mañana,
I ask you this morning,
¿qué no has tomado?
What is it that you have not taken?
El por qué lo verás con Dios.
The why you can deal with the Lord.
¿Pero qué no has tomado?
What is the thing that you haven't taken?
Esta mañana lo vamos a tomar.
And this morning we're gonna,
como dijo Jeff, dejó un manto, lo vamos a tomar.
Like Todd said, Jeff left a mantle. We need to take it.
En el último viaje.
In my last trip.
En el viaje anterior.
In my previous trip.
Yo oré por Jeff y Mary.
I prayed for Jeff and Mary.
Me mostraron la foto.
And then they showed me the photo.
Y lo primero que recordé,
and the first thing I remembered,
una mujer alta,
was a very tall lady,
con una sonrisa muy grande,
with a very big smile,
y trayendo,
and she was
carrying, a Jeff,
she was bringing Jeff,
con otra sonrisa más
with
grande,
an even greater smile.
Y el gozo que tenían,
and the joy that they had,
me llamó tanto la atención,
I was so attracted to that joy,
que no lo olvidé.
I didn't forget that.
7 meses atrás,
7 months later,
vamos a tomar el gozo del Señor.
We're here and we're going to take the joy of the Lord.
Porque eso es también darle gloria.
Because that is giving Him glory.
Mm. Cierra tus ojos un instante.
Close your eyes for a moment.
Vamos a pedirle al Señor ahora. Vamos a tomar porque Él ya nos dio.
We're going to ask Him and we're going to take because He has already given us.
Y Ramay Shebe Kendara. Padre, aquí estamos todos tus hijos levantando nuestras manos.
Father, we are here together, all your children, and we're lifting up our hands.
No lo podemos hacer solos.
We cannot do anything alone.
Eres tú.
It's only you.
Y tú no nos pones límites.
And you place no limits.
Yo clamo en esta hora.
I cry out to you, Lord, right now.
Que puedas darle a cada uno de los que está aquí.
That you will give each person here in this place.
Que puedan tomarlo.
That they can take it.
Todo lo que hoy necesiten.
Everything that they may take.
Que
everything
puedan creerte.
That they can believe you.
¡Eh!
que puedan creerte.
That they can believe you.
Que puedan creerte.
They can believe you.
Son portadores de gloria. Wow. Ustedes son portadores.
You are carriers.
Y están llamados a conquistar naciones.
And you are called to conquer nations.
Y puedo decirte por testimonio.
And I can tell you by testimony.
Que aunque Argentina esté viviendo uno de sus peores momentos.
That even though Argentina is living perhaps one of its worst moments in history.
Es el momento donde Dios más se va a glorificar.
It's the moment in which God is going to glorify himself the most.
Y ustedes han abierto esa puerta.
And you, Field of Dreams, you have opened that gate.
Y yo lo he tomado.
And I have taken it.
Yo lo he tomado.
I have taken it.
Y voy a avanzar.
And I will.
Y no me voy a detener.
And I will not stop.
Su gloria irá en aumento.
His glory will go.
No solo en San Juan, mi provincia.
Not just in San Juan.
Toda la Argentina.
All of Argentina.
Toda América del Sur.
All of South America.
Oh, poderoso. Porque abrieron esa puerta.
Because you opened that door.
Y el Padre ya les ha abierto a ustedes.
And the Father has already opened it
para impactar
you
las naciones.
To impact the nations.
Y aunque hay cosas que parece que se han tardado.
And even though there may be things that look like they have delayed.
Aunque hay cosas que parece que se habían demorado.
Perhaps things that have delayed.
Él da espalda.
He turns around.
Él da fuerzas.
He gives strength.
Inagotables.
Unlimited.
Aun cuando no tienes ninguna,
even though you may have
Él dice que multiplica las fuerzas.
He says that he multiplies our strength.
Recibe, recibe, recibe.
Recibe, recibe,
recibe. Recibe, recibe, y algo fuerte.
Recibe.
Yo veo que hay muchos que están recibiendo impartición.
Receive the impartation.
Algunos necesitan ser tocados, pero otros no.
Some of you need to be touched.
Recibe.
Receive.
Mary.
Mary.
She's. Yes, she's. You. Come. Wow. Miren cómo le brillan sus manos.
Your hands are so shiny.
Siento que ese aceite.
I feel this oil.
Que fue derramado sobre Jeff.
That was poured over Jeff.
Ahora.
Now.
Está siendo soltado hacia tu vida.
It's being poured over your life.
No te detendrás.
Do not stop.
No vas a parar.
You will not stop.
Y el infierno no puede detenerte.
And hell will not stop you.
Ahora serás tú.
Now it will be you.
La que lleve a tus hijos.
Who carries your children.
Serás tú la que lleve a tus hijos.
You are the one who will carry your children.
A ese nivel glorioso.
To that level of glory.
Que Jeff anhelaba para sus vidas.
That Jeff wanted for their lives.
Él te dice.
And he says.
Yo soy tu consuelo.
I am your comforter.
Y por cuanto tú me has creído,
and because you have believed me,
yo daré testimonio en todo lugar.
I will give testimony
que estás
everywhere.
Con la frente en alto.
That you're looking up.
Porque yo estoy contigo.
Because I am with you.
Pero lo hermoso es.
But the beautiful thing is.
Que Él te va a revelar cosas.
That He will show you things.
No va a dejar.
He
no va a dejar
he will not
que tengas dudas.
Let you doubt.
Toda duda se cerrará.
Every doubt will close and will
habrá un tiempo
down
de duelo.
There will be a time of grave,
pero te levantarás
but you will rise
con
up
más fuerza,
stronger,
con más gloria,
with more glory,
con más poder.
With more power,
y toda la iglesia
and all the church,
y toda la familia
and all this family,
lo verán.
Will see it.
Porque yo daré testimonio de ello.
Because I will give testimony of this.
Padre Ushmaya. Levanta tus manos.
Just lift up your hands.
Y quiero que ahora tomes. Tómalo.
And I want you to take.
Tómalo.
Take.
Vamos.
Come on.
No necesitas hacer tantos kilómetros.
Just take.
No necesitas tomar tanto tiempo.
You don't need to take so long.
Solo just creerlo.
Take. Just take.
Tómalo.
Take it.
Y ramai que shamai keya. Tómalo.
Just take it.
Con fe.
By faith.
Porque Dios.
Because God.
No te soltará.
Will not let you down.
Te llevará de gloria en gloria.
He will take you from glory
de
to
gloria
glory.
En gloria.
From glory to glory.
Lo que Él te prometió lo cumplirá.
Whatever He promised, He will do
it. Y no te fallará.
And He will not fail you.
No te soltará.
He will not let you down.
Es Él el que te llamó.
He is the one who called you.
Y si Él te llamó,
and if He called you,
no dejará que te falte nada.
He will not leave you wanting.
No va a permitir que mueras.
He will not let you die.
Hasta que cumplas con su propósito.
Until you accomplish His purposes in you.
Y entonces cuando se cumple el propósito,
and when His purposes are accomplished in you,
ya estamos en su gloria.
That's when we have entered His glory.
Pero en el mientras tanto.
But in the meantime,
vamos a manifestar la gloria de Dios en este tiempo.
We are going to keep manifesting
aquí en la tierra.
Here in the earth right now.
Poderoso, poderoso.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
No hay nadie como
There's
tú.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nadie, nadie, nadie nobody como like tú, Lord. Poderoso Dios. No tengas miedo a las naciones.
Do not be afraid of the nations.
No tengas miedo a las naciones.
Do not be afraid of the nations.
Yo no solo he llamado.
I have not only called
a tu esposo a las naciones,
your husband to the nations.
Los llamé a ambos a las naciones.
I've called both of you to the nations.
Tú no eres solo de Australia.
You are not just in Australia. You are not just for Australia.
Créelo, no es solo para tu casa.
Believe it, it's not
no
just
es solo
for your
para
house.
Tu familia.
It's not just for your family.
No es solo para tu ciudad.
It's not just for
es
your
mucho
city.
Más lo que Dios tiene
it's
para
bigger,
ti.
It's bigger, it's beyond what He has for you.
Pero tómalo.
But just take it.
Porque cuando lo tomes,
because when you take it,
Dios va a confirmar rápidamente.
The Lord is going to confirm
Dios
very
va
quickly.
A confirmar rápidamente.
He is going to
porque
confirm
los tiempos están acelerados.
Because the times and seasons are accelerated.
El que oraba por enfermos y se sanaban.
Those who were sick were being healed.
Se multiplicará ese don de there, sanidad.
There will be a multiplication of that gift.
El que
of
tiene
healing.
Palabra profética.
The one who
llama
has prophetic
aquella.
Word.
Se va a multiplicar en profecía.
It's going to multiply in prophecy.
El que sirve con sus recursos.
The one who serves with their resources.
Se van a multiplicar sus finanzas.
They're going to multiply in their finances.
Aquel que ora intercede.
The one who prays and intercedes.
Se van a multiplicar la respuesta de Dios en esa intercesión.
The answers of God are going to be multiplied because of your intercession. Just believe it.
Créelo.
Believe it.
Usted es un ganador de almas.
You are a winner of souls.
Un ganador de almas.
A winner of souls.
Y no solo las cercanas.
Not just the ones that are near.
Y se está derramando, se está derramando.
It's coming.
Se está derramando.
It's pouring out, pouring out, pouring out.
Llena Espíritu Santo.
Feel, feel, feel Holy Spirit. Feel.
Llena Espíritu
Santo. Feel, feel, feel Holy Spirit.
Llena, Espíritu Santo, llénanos. Llena. Recibe, 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 recibe.
Receive, receive,
sí.
Receive, receive, receive.
Porque Él lo tiene para ti en esta mañana.
For you this morning in abundance.
Oh, yo veo como esas vasijas.
I know how these jars.
Tienen tanto.
Jars that are full.
Que otros van a tomar.
They're so full that
van
many, many will drink.
Pero no no tengas miedo, dice el Señor.
But do not be afraid, says
Susie,
the Lord.
Susie, no tengas miedo, dice el Señor.
Susie, do not be afraid, says the Lord.
Porque mientras otros estén tomando,
because whilst others are drinking,
yo voy a llenarte aún más.
I'm going to keep filling you more and more.
No olvides.
Do not forget.
¿Qué hay?
That there is
una fuente inagotable,
a fountain that never runs
y dentro
dry,
de ti,
and inside of you,
ríos de agua viva,
rivers of living waters,
ríos de agua viva,
rivers of living waters,
y otros necesitan beber,
because others, many
necesitan
others need
tomar.
To drink. Many others need to drink.
Pero la promesa para ti es que llenará más y más y más.
The promise for you is that he's going to fill more
te
and
va
more
inundar.
And more and more, and he's going to flood.
Te va inundar.
He's going to flood.
Va a desbordar.
It's going to overflow.
Porque tú lo has creído.
Because you have asked for it.
Oh, oh, yo veo como pareciera que se está derramando aceite.
I see how like there's a pouring of oil.
Algunos pareciera que están sintiendo que ese aceite está pasando por partes del cuerpo.
Some are feeling like this oil is falling in some places, in some parts of your body.
El Señor dice desde la cabeza.
And the Lord says from the top of your
hasta
head.
Hasta lo último.
All
hasta el borde
down.
De los vestidos.
All the way down to your garments.
Se derrama,
pouring,
se derrama.
Pouring.
Poderoso es él.
Mighty he is. Mighty.
Poderoso es Dios.
Mighty.
Poderoso es él. Poderoso es Dios. Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Dele gracias por lo que va a venir.
Please say thanks. Give thanks to the Lord for
dele
what is
coming. Dele gracias por lo que él ya determinó.
Give him thanks for what he
dele
has already
dele gracias por lo que él ya te soltó.
For what he has already released.
Dele gracias por la conquista.
Give him thanks for the victory.
Dele gracias por la bandera que de victoria.
For the standard of victory, for his
solo
banner
dele gracias.
Of victory. Just give him thanks.
Porque
give him thanks.
La fe.
Because
es la fe.
Because it is by
es
faith.
La fe.
It is by faith.
Que activa el poder de Dios.
And it's faith that activates the power of God.
Poderoso.
Mighty Lord.
Oh, recíbelo.
Receive.
Si tienes
receive.
Hambre, no importa. Hay más.
If you're hungry, there
oh,
is
yo
more.
Puedo ver cómo hay
there
más.
Is more. There is more.
Sé que le estás creyendo.
I know you are believing him.
Empieza nuevo tiempo a partir de ahora.
New times, new seasons for you begin right now.
Es como un reloj nuevo.
It's like a new watch.
Que empiezas a disfrutar.
That you begin to enjoy.
Y marcará un tiempo poderoso.
And it's going to mark a powerful, powerful time.
Jamás olvidarás esta mañana.
You will never forget this morning.
Porque es la mañana.
Because it's the morning.
En la que te he activado.
That I have activated you.
Para que lleve mi gloria.
So that you carry my glory.
Para que levante la frente de los caídos.
So that you will look up and carry my glory.
Poderoso.
Mighty.
Poderoso.
Mighty.
Okay, where's Beth? So, what we're going to do, we're going to dismiss the meeting in a second, but I'm going to tell you something. She's got to interpret for Javier. Before they came here, they didn't know anything, but they had a supernatural dream with Mary, Anna, and Peter in it. And when Yanina had the dream, so I'm going to get them to pray for Anna now, which is just God's provision is crazy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's completely crazy. This is like a few days ago. This is not like sometime last week. So what we're going to do is we're going to close in prayer. I'm going to get Javier to pray for Anna. But guys, have such a blessed day. Seriously, God is moving. He's doing amazing things. And I'll tell you what, in these moments, we have to see the Lord in Jesus' name. Just raise your hands to heaven. Father, we just thank you. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your grace. We thank you also. We pray for Peter as he arrives in Adelaide Airport today. We pray for your anointing, your comfort, your love, your power, your enablement. And we just thank you, Lord God, you are moving and you are speaking prophetically. Thank you for the word that came through both of them today. We thank you for Yanina's word, the highway of holiness, and the watchman on the wall. So we thank you. Bless everyone here in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you guys.